This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by GrowMark, committed to delivering the products you need by people you trust. I'm Dustin Huffman. Another Iowan could soon be stepping into a key USDA leadership role. Senator Joni Ernst says Glenn Smith is moving through the confirmation process for USDA Undersecretary, while the department also moves ahead with plans to reduce costly unused office space in Washington. We'll have more after this.
Doing business with GrowMark is easy. GrowMark is an agricultural cooperative serving retailers, businesses, other cooperatives, and customers in the U.S. and Canada. GrowMark provides customers with fuels, lubricants, crop nutrients, crop protection products, seed, construction services, equipment, and grain marketing assistance. Additionally, GrowMark provides a host of services for warehousing and logistics, training, and support. Find out more at GrowMark.com.
Iowa Senator Joni Ernst says Glenn Smith brings both farm experience and years of policy work to the role that he is up for at USDA.
I am a huge fan of Glenn Smith. Of course, I've known Glenn and his family for years and years and years. They do farming up in Cass County, just to the north of where I live in Montgomery County. A really great man. He has served in various administrations through the years. He's a farmer, but also has served in various capacities here in Washington, D.C. He is going to be a great, great member of this administration. So he is making his way through the confirmation process, and that should be happening very, very soon. We should get a vote on the floor of the Senate, and all will be well in Washington, D.C., because we have another Iowan serving at the federal level.
Beyond personnel changes, Ernst says USDA is also taking steps to reduce waste tied to underused federal office buildings, including one of the department's largest properties in Washington.
This is something I have been hounding on USDA for a very long time. And it's not just USDA, it's across the federal government, the unused office space that we have. But right here in Washington, D.C., we have a glaring example of what it is to waste money on an office building that right now with the USDA South Ag building is only one third occupied. And if you are familiar with the South Ag building, this is a behemoth of a building. It is nearly one city block big. And it's only one third occupied.
She says the South USDA building has become one of the clearest examples of how costly unused federal space can be.
This building has about $1.7 billion of deferred maintenance on it. And it costs us hundreds of millions of dollars every year in upkeep, even though it's largely vacant. So working with Secretary Rollins at USDA, we have decided that the building should be sold to save taxpayer dollars and to bring a little income into the federal government. And so it will eventually make its way onto the auction block.
Ernst says the long-term goal is to place more USDA staff closer to the farmers and rural communities they serve.
I think it's important because what we're seeing now is a move to restructure USDA and put more of those jobs out across the United States into the regions where they will be better representing the constituencies that they serve.
Ernst says that selling the largely vacant South Ag building would be reducing long-term maintenance costs while helping USDA modernize its operations. She says shifting more positions into regional offices could strengthen service to producers across the country, while Glenn Smith's pending confirmation would give Iowa another experienced ag voice inside USDA leadership. I'm Dustin Huffman.